We're going to start this segment with Chris Tuck, who is the incumbent in House District 29. Welcome, Representative Tuck.
Thank you.
We have a five-minute colloquy here, and then we'll have a one-minute closing statement. This is your second term? Third term?
I've served one term, moving on to my second.
Oh, you're looking for your second term. Okay. What did you work on most of the time, or what took up most of your time during your first term?
Well, I served on the Energy Committee, and also served on Resources Committee, and also served on the Economic Development, Trade, and Tourism Committee. So my big focus was really planning for the future of Alaska, making sure that we have job opportunities, trying to create new industries for the state, and trying to make sure that we have low-cost energy to support those new industries.
Okay. That would seems logically to lead us to the question of natural gas in South Central Alaska. Some people say there's a shortage of natural gas. Others say it's not so much a shortage, it's a shortage of the price people are willing to pay. Did you work on this issue, and what is to be done?
Yes, I did work on this issue. One of the things I'm really proud of is House Bill 280, which was sponsored by Mike Hawker, Representative Hawker. This is bringing third-party storage for South Central Alaska. That way we have dependable gas, we have reliable gas, and being able to hit those waves where we go in from summer season to winter season and demand. We've also, part of that bill was incentivizing more cooking at expiration. We do have gas down there. One of the things I also worked on is making sure that when we renew our export license, that Alaska needs are taken care of first.
Let me ask you this. If we're going to incentivize cook-inless gas, how are we going to know if the incentives worked?
Well, that's a good question. We'll be watching it real carefully. I'll be watching it, making sure that we're getting the best bang for our buck. But another component of that is having that third party, so we have that reliable gas for South Central Alaska. People need to be able to heat their homes, and we got to make sure our businesses have cheap energy to be able to prosper.
Let's turn to another big picture question. Is the Governor Palin's ACES oil tax program working as intended, producing the results it should for Alaskans?
And that's a very good question, too. I wasn't not part of ACES, but I have seen some of the results of ACES. Right now, the state of Alaska has more cash on hand than we've ever had before. We have about $12 billion in savings. We've been able to put $400 million back into our constitutional budget reserve the first time in over 19 years. But we do need to make sure that we're not squeezing out the oil industry. One of the things that we did this last year is we had a little bit of adjustment to where we were able to bring some of those tax credits closer to the wellhead. And we have more third-party exploration going on now. Alaska is investing, the state, you know, now being more of a partner with the oil industry, is investing in about almost 50%, 40 to 50% into new exploration through tax credits.
Okay, let's return to Anchorage. Is the Kinnick arm crossing going to happen, or is it an expensive pipe dream?
It's a pipe dream that I share. And but it's going to be a while. The way it is designed right now, I would like to see the Kinnick Arm Bridge be a four-lane highway with a rail spur. But one of the things that I'm concerned about is I want to make sure that we properly plan Point McKenzie for its future industrial potential. I would like to see Point McKenzie be our future industrial park. That way it's close to the population, but not necessarily in our backyards, and we have plenty of room to build industry. When I was on the Airport Planning Commission, we were looking at air freight. And right now, Anchorage, we have no more room to expand for our international airport. So we're going to move air freight over there first, and then we'll have the best of both worlds. We have the cheapest mode of transportation, which is water, and then we'll have the fastest mode of transportation, which is air freight. And combined with the rail spur that we just passed this last legislative session, we'll have also be able to bring more goods into the interior.
If, as a legislator or a citizen, you had an opportunity to vote on the Pebble Mine, go or no go, how would you vote?
And that's a really good question. All your questions have been great. One of the things is I want to make sure that we have a good process. And I think the process is going to determine on how we move forward with this. As you've heard earlier, this is a huge potential revenues for the state of Alaska. It's about $800 billion that they've been able to determine so far, and they still haven't got to the edges of it. And when you compare that to the whole North Slope being about $380 billion in value, it's going to be something that Alaskans are going to want to look at. But I am concerned. I've commercial fish in Bista Bay. That's been a livelihood for my family. I've been able to get my son down to Bristol Bay to teach him how to work hard. And that's also a big part of Alaska's culture. And with the location of that mine, it's going to be critical that we make sure that everything
is taken care of. And we're out of time. Thank you, Chris Tuck. Now let's go to your opponent, the Republican. Oh, closing statement.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Yes, thank you.
Well, once again, I'm Representative Chris Tuck, and I'm running for re-election to continue actively representing the people of District 29. I have a strong desire to see people succeed, and one of my favorite things about this job is helping Alaskans who have real concerns. It's a true honor to represent you. And I appreciate you coming out, meeting me for coffee, coming to my town hall meetings, give me a call, answering the door when I knock, and discussing the issues. As we've been working together, I've noticed that we all have the same wants and desires. We want to make sure our children have a good education. We want to have rewarding jobs. We want to be able to retire with dignity, and we want to be able to move Alaska forward. Putting our heads together, we've come up with a lot of great solutions. And with your support, I will continue to build Alaska for Alaskans.
Okay, thank you, Chris Tuck.
Thank you.
Now let's turn to your opponent, or the Republican in this race, Chris Warren. Mr. Warren, why don't you tell us a little bit, introduce yourself a little bit to the voters. This is the first time you've run.
Yes, it is.
And what moved you to take up the battle cry?
Well, I grew up on a small farm in southeast Idaho. I've lived in Anchorage for the past 28 years. I've worked for 35 years in the water and wastewater treatment industry. I started out as a wastewater treatment plant operator in Pocatello, Idaho, and when I retired 4 years ago from Anchorage Water and Wastewater Utility here in town, I was the treatment division manager. And also, my wife, Dawn Linton, is a co-owner of the Best Western Golden Lion Hotel, so we also have some experience with running a small business and meeting payroll. So I'm running for the State House because I'm really worried about the future of Alaska's economy. State spending is clearly out of control. Next year, the state is going to spend more than $16,000 per man, woman, and child. That's an increase of over 7%. At the same time, our oil production, which is the source of most of the state's revenue, is declining at the same rate each year. So the governor and the legislature is going to have to address these issues in the next few years in order to ensure a viable economy.
Let me ask you, if state spending is out of control, the governor's one of your fellow Republicans. The House of Representatives has been controlled for any number of years by the Republicans. That shouldn't be happening from the Republican point of view. So why is it?
I agree 100%. I think it's tough for people to say no, and I think that you're going to have to send legislators and a governor to Juneau that have the ability to say no when it comes to certain spending programs, especially increasing spending programs.
Let's ask, if you get to Juneau and if you are elected, and you could do this before you got down there, what would be the first bill you would introduce and your first area of interest?
Well, I think the most important issue facing the state is the ACES tax, and I do believe that's going to have to be revised if we're going to have a continued oil economy in the state. Right now, at today's oil price, the state is taking, with when you add the tax, the profit tax, along with the royalty, the state's taking close to 50% of the oil company profits. And the problem for that, of course, is it costs so much to invest back into Alaska that there's just not enough profit left for the oil companies to reinvest here. What they would rather do is take their profits elsewhere where they can get a better rate of return. So in order for us to keep generating wealth for the state as well as keeping good-paying jobs in the state, we're going to have to revise that tax.
Now, when you get out and have an opportunity to meet the voters in your district going door-to-door, what are they talking about?
Well, folks are pretty concerned. They have a lot of questions about the gas line. They're concerned about their local streets, of course. But mostly, I think people are just looking for the same things all of us look for. They're looking for prosperity here in Alaska, good-paying jobs. They want to be able to count on the future.
Now, you mentioned at the beginning when we were chatting that you have experience in both government and private business because your wife runs a business and you've been involved in the government. What has that taught you about how government operates and perhaps how it operates differently than private enterprise?
Well, again, I worked for the Water and Wastewater Utility here in town, which is part of the municipality. I think it's probably the best department run by the city. Clearly, there are plenty of impediments to efficiencies in government that the private sectors don't have, fortunately, although the government tends to get in the way of the private sector in a lot of ways that they should stay out of. So I think that's the big difference probably between the private sector and government operations.
Thinking about natural gas, is there a bullet gas line in our future?
Well, I don't have an answer on the bullet line. There's clearly a lot of alternatives out there. I'd be looking for the alternative that provides, that at least has a fair amount of private sector money involved in it. What it tells me is if there's not the private sector interest in a gas line, then there's probably not a market for it either.
Okay. This is some years we hear, some election cycles, we hear a lot about crime. Some we don't. This is one of those years when we haven't heard as much as we have in the past. Yet the drunk drivers present a perennial problem. Have you given some thought to what might be done, or are we doing enough?
I don't think you can ever do enough with the drunk driving problem. It's clearly an issue that has to be dealt with. I guess what I would always encourage, or what I would support, is stiffer penalties. Instead of waiting for the third DWI for a felony conviction, let's go for the second DWI. Okay. You got to keep these people off the streets more, and you got to keep them out of their cars. I like the idea of the states implemented the red flag on driver's licenses. I'd like to see the liquor stores be required to check IDs and make sure they don't sell liquor to people that's got the prohibited driver's license.
Thank you very much, Mr. Warren. Now let's go to your closing statement.
Thank you. Well, thanks to KAKM for hosting the event, and thanks to all you folks out there for listening. You know, I love Alaska, its people, and all it has to offer. I've really enjoyed getting out and walking through the district for the past several months, meeting the voters and listening to their concerns. I've lived here in the district for 28 years, and I look forward to many more. And so if you'll allow me the honor of serving in the state legislature, my goals will be less state spending, more responsible resource development, more tourism, and more good-paying jobs. If we focus on these principles, Alaska's future will remain bright and will ensure long-term prosperity for all Alaskans. Again, I'm Chris Warren. Check out my website at www.chriswarren.com. Oh, and by the way, that's Chris with a K. If you like what I've said tonight, I'd sure appreciate your vote on August 24th and again on November 2nd. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Warren.